The Kelly Hopkinsville Encounter, The Kentucky Goblin's Case. The Kelly Hopkinsville Encounter, also known as the Hopkinsville Goblin's Case, or Kelly Greenman Case, was a claimed closed encounter with extraterrestrial beings in 1955 near the communities of Kelly and Hopkinsville in Christian County, Kentucky, United States. Ufologists regard it as one of the most significant and well-documented cases in the history of UFO incidents, while skeptics say the reports were due to the effects of excitement and misidentification of natural phenomena such as meteors and owls. The United States Air Force classified the alleged incident as a hoax in the Project Blue Book files. Psychologists have used the alleged incident as an academic example of pseudoscience to help students distinguish truth from fiction. Claims. On the evening of August 21, 1955, five adults and seven children arrived at the Hopkinsville police station claiming that small alien creatures from a spaceship were attacking their farmhouse and that they had been holding them off with gunfire for nearly 4 hours. Two of the adults, Elmer Sutton and Billy Ray Taylor, claimed they had been shooting at a few short dark figures who repeatedly popped up at the doorway or peered into the windows. The Kentucky New Era, the first paper to report the incident, amplified the number to 12 to 15, and that number continues to be reported. That is according to Joe Nickel from November to December 2006, Siege of the Little Men, the 1955 Kelly, Kentucky incident, and is also according to Isabel Davis, 1978, Close Encounters at Kelly, Chicago, Center for UFO Studies. Concerned about a possible gun battle between local citizens, four police officers, five state troopers, three deputy sheriffs, and four military police officers from the nearby United States Army Fort Campbell drove to the Sutton farmhouse located near the town of Kelly in Christian County. Their search yielded nothing apart from evidence of gunfire and holes in window and door screens made by firearms. Again, that is according to Joe Nickel in 2006 and Brian Dunning, 2012, Skeptoid number 331, the Kelly Hopkinsville Encounter. Residents of the farmhouse included Glennie Lankford, her children, Lonnie Charlton and Mary, two sons from a previous marriage, Elmer Lucky Sutton, John Charlie J.C. Sutton, and their respective wives, Vera and Aline, Aline's brother, O.P. Baker, and Billy Ray Taylor, and his wife, June. Both the Taylors, Lucky and Vera Sutton, were reportedly itinerant carnival workers who were visiting the farmhouse. The next day, neighbors told two officers that the families had packed up and left after claiming the creatures had returned about 3:30 in the morning. That is according to Joe Nickel, 2006, and Brian Dunning, 2012. Press coverage. The family's claims received widespread coverage in local and national press. Early articles did not refer to Little Green Man. The color was later added to some newspaper stories. Estimates of the size of the alleged creatures varied from 2 to 4 feet, 61 to 122 centimeters, and details such as large pointed ears, claw-like hands, eyes that glowed yellow, and spindly legs later appeared in various media. That is according to Joe Nickel, 2006, and also according to Story of Spaceship, 12 Little Men Probed Today, from 1955. Explanations. Psychologists Rodney Schmaltz and Scott Lilienfeld cite the alleged incident as an example of pseudoscience and extraordinary claim to help students develop critical thinking. Although contemporary newspaper stories reported that all officials appeared to agree that there was no drinking involved, that is according to a report from the New Era Staff Archives from 2022. Although contemporary newspaper stories that all officials appeared to agree that there was no drinking involved, Schmaltz and Lilienfeld suggest that intoxication may have played a part in the sighting. That is according to Rodney Schmaltz, Lilienfeld, Scott O., April 17, 2014, Hauntings, Homeopathy, and the Hopkinsville Goblins, Using Pseudoscience to Teach Scientific Thinking. Committee for Skeptical Inquiry member and skeptic Joe Nickel notes that the family could have misidentified eagle owls or great horned owls, which are nocturnal, fly silently, have yellow eyes, and aggressively defend their nests. According to Nickel, meteor sightings also occurred at the time that could explain Billy Ray Taylor's claim that he saw a bright light streak across the sky and disappeared beyond a tree line some distance from the house. That is according to Joe Nickel, 2006. Author Brian Dunning noted that the height of the owls would be comparable to at least the lower end of the reported range of around 2 feet, 24 inches, or 61 centimeters. There are simply too many similarities between the creatures reported by the families and an aggressive pair of local great horned owls, which do stand about 2/3 of a meter tall. That is according to Brian Dunning, 2012. Ufologists. French ufologist Ronald Laclette argued in a publication that the best explanation of the case is that the residents had simply been great horned owls. That is according to Ronald Laclette, 2008. Ufologist Jerome Clark writes that the supposed creatures floated through the trees and the sound of bullets striking them resembled bullets striking a metal bucket. Clark describes an odd luminous patch along a fence where one of the beings had been shot and in the woods beyond a green light whose source could not be determined. That is according to Renaud Laclette, 2008. However, this description was consistent with foxfire, a bioluminescent fungus on decaying wood. Clark also wrote that investigations by police, Air Force officers from nearby Campo, and civilian ufologists found no evidence of a hoax. However, Brian Dunning reported the claim that Air Force investigators showed up the next day at Mrs. Lankford's house had been published a number of times by later authors, but could find no corroborating evidence of this. Dunning also observed the four military police who accompanied the police officers on the night of the event were from an army base, not an Air Force base. That is according to Brian Dunning, 2012, and Jerome Clark, 1993, unexplained, 347 strange sightings, incredible occurrences, and puzzling physical phenomena. Some ufologists compared the alleged creatures to gremlins, which have since often been referred to as the Hopkinsville goblins in popular culture. Ufologist Alan Hendry wrote, "This case is distinguished by its duration and also by the number of witnesses involved." That is according to Alan Hendry, 1980, Ronald Story, the Encyclopedia of UFOs. Project Blue Book listed the case as a hoax with no further comment. That is according to Brian Dunning, 2012. In popular culture, in the late 1970s, Steven Spielberg used the event as a basis for the Night Skies, an unproduced science fiction horror film. In 1986, comedy horror film Critters is loosely based on the event. The Pokemon Sableye, introduced in Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, is based on the goblins described in the event. In the games, they are animated with a swaying or wadding motion based on the creature's reported gait. In the Pathfinder role-playing game, the Hopkins, a type of gremlin from the Bestiary 5 book, is based upon the goblins described in the event. The event was the basis for the Annoyance Theater's musical. It came from Kentucky, in Chicago. A February 2020 episode of the American television series Project Blue Book focused on the event. The Cali community celebrates the event annually with the Little Green Man Days Festival. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please look for the next episode soon, and please ensure to share this with your friends and family. And please like this content and subscribe as a sign of support and for me to continue to provide this type of content to more people like you. Lastly, if you wish to support this content further, please visit the links provided in this publication. Thank you.